This is Comedy Speak. My name is Jason Stewart, and this week's feature comic is Stephen Kravitz, a veteran of the comedy business. For how long have you been in this business for now, man?
Longer than I care to mention.
Very cool, man.
I was around when I first started doing it. I came out on a covered wagon. I was first filmed on a kinescope, I believe. It was Mickey Mouse, and then there was me. I followed Mickey.
Oh, Steamboat Willie, man.
Steamboat Willie.
You've been around for a
while. I remember him well.
Very cool, man. You mentioned
Walt the Fascist, as we used to call Walt Disney. Because, you know, he hated Jews. You know that, right?
I'm learning every moment in my life.
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Walt was a Hitler supporter.
No
shit.
He
thought Hitler had the right idea. Not many people know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a small world after all.
Oh, and Walt wanted to make it a smaller world.
Minus 6 million Jews.
Yeah,
there we are, man.
Yeah seriously.
Where'd you get your start, man?
Got my start. Actually, did a show in Boston, and they said, you should go to San Francisco. Did one set and at the comedy, what was the name of it? I can't even remember. But anyway, they told me to go to California. So I said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, I'm going to go to California. And she said, when? I said, I'm going to leave in the morning.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I had like $100, a car that ran, a bag of weed, a couple of hits of black beauties, and off I went. That was it.
What a beautiful story.
Been
man.
Here ever since, isn't it? It brings
sounds
a tear
like a
to your eye.
Book to me.
Yeah, it brings a tear to your eye.
Oh, it does, man. It's nice to hear that there's. I think there should be comics today that remind the comics of today, you know, about how lazy people are, man. There's so many things that are going on. Nobody has that drive anymore, it seems, in this business where they're willing just to leave on a whim and go to, like, Los Angeles or... Well, you brought up to me earlier, man. You said that you were a part of the Houston Outlaws of Comedy, man. A lot of people don't know what that is. Maybe you would like to...
Well, I was part of the Outlaws of Comedy when it was formed out of Los Angeles, out of the Comedy Store. And it was me, Sam Kinison, Richard Belzer, Carl LeBeau, and Alan Stevens. And we would just basically run around the country causing trouble.
That's awesome.
You know, and they would pay us, and we'd cause more trouble, and they'd pay us more, and we'd cause more trouble.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Any good stories about the trouble you can possibly get in this business?
Well, I mean, I was telling you that we did 18 shows at the Dunes, which was great, you know. And, it was obviously Sam that was selling it out. And after the last show, we all had weapons on us. Now, why you need a weapon to do comedy, that I don't know. But we traveled in private planes because we thought we were like the Beatles, A. And we had limos and we had weapons. Guns. Guns. And then as a tribute to Elvis, after the 18th show, I mean, we were a little hammered. We pulled out our guns and we, five of us in a very small back room, killed the TV. I mean, we laid in about 100 shots into a TV, then kicked the side door open, jumped into the limos and split.
Just keeping Elvis's memory alive.
Yeah. And you got to think, now we're hammered and there's bullets going everywhere. I mean, they're just ricocheting around, which we were unaware of until later somebody pointed that out. You know, and for all I know, you know, I could have been hit. I could have a bullet in my head right now and not even know it. I don't think many people would know, nor would many people argue that I may have. Elvis would have wanted it that way. We did Tahoe, the same group, and they let us have their yacht for a day. We didn't drive it, obviously. But we're riding around Lake Tahoe on this yacht, and we're all like in black leather and black leather jackets and stuff. And people are like on the shore going, who's this rock band? Because we all got long hair, and, you know, there's Sam, and we're screaming, and, you know, I mean... By the time we'd get to our shows, trust me, we were in a state most of the time.
Of course.
I remained close to Sam, but I stopped working with Sam in 87, 80, 88 New Year's at the Felt Forum was the last show I did with him.
Wow.
And he, the thing is, I was the only comic they'd actually brought. They brought an extra comic. They flew an extra comic cross-country to the Felt Forum in New York in case I died. Because I was like 85 pounds in yellow. Thought I had like that rock and roll look we all covet. You know, the high cheekbones, you know. I think my waist was 8. I think circumference was 8, you know. And I went to sleepaway camp right after that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
man.
Sleepaway camp.
So
so we went separate ways. I went and cleaned myself up.
Any regrets?
Any no. Ends?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no, man.
Regrets? So I don't remember most of it. What can I regret? Nah, you know what? No, actually, no. I don't miss not doing drugs. I mean, I definitely did my share. I did my share. I did your share. I did your share. I did everybody's share. You know, I would, if you lost your drugs, I would steal them and help you look for them.
As a true friend would.
Without question. I mean, you know, I made, like, decent money and was broke most of the time.
Exactly.
And I was getting a lot for free.
For those of you listeners out there who don't know, back in the 80s, they used to pay